Half a day, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
This person's character is stamped, and in other words, the edges aren't shaved off. He wasn't cutting corners. He was doing what he was asked to do.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
Romans 14. Put your finger there. We're going to read a verse. And then also, with another one of your fingers, turn back to Romans 5. Romans 5. Notice Romans 14. Bible says, "For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men." And they're approved of men. Then drop down to verse 22. He uses the same word, approved of men. "Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that which he alloweth," or he approves. And then also chapter 16, verse 10, the same word, "Salute Apelles, approved in Christ." What does it mean to be approved? We'll talk about that today. Back in the day of Paul, there was a lot of skilled tradesmen. And one of those tradesmen was a metal worker. They were an artisan. These were people that were very skilled at working with metal. I had a neighbor across the street where I grew up, Mr. Dubin. He was Jewish, and he had metal. They would melt this down, and he'd make little tin soldiers. And he had this cast iron that they would pour into these molds of this tin. They'd melt this tin, and then they would pour this tin, melted tin, into these molds, put a top on it, and then wait. And then they would let it cool down, then take the top off, and then take this other cast iron mold and hit it on the wooden bench, and then they'd have these little tin soldiers. And all the tin soldiers then had little edges on it. And in Paul's day, these were called metal artisans, workers. They were very good at it. And so the emperors would hire these metal workers to make coins. And in that day, there wasn't machines like our coins today are made by machines. They're stamped out in exact replication. There's no difference. So there's uniformity. Every coin is the same. But in Paul's day, they didn't have it that way. So what they would do is they would hire these metal artisans to make coins, and they would stamp the emperor's emblem on these coins. And then they also were very good at making along the edges of the homes, molding, and eventually became known as crown molding. And they would use metal in producing vines and grape clusters. And Rome was a beautiful, beautiful city. And so these metal artisans would use different tools. And they had hammers, and they had what we would know as screwdrivers, but they had a tool that they were known for, and it was a tool that would shape and mold this metal, and it was called the tool of character. And so this character tool would be used to do the primary part to their metal working. And over a period of time, that character tool became used up into Europe, and this Greek word for this tool called character eventually became known for the worker himself with that tool of character. And eventually, by the time this term kind of morphed into old French word and eventually into English, that this stamping tool of character that would stamp an image like the emperor's face onto a coin lost the meaning for the tool and eventually became known for the person using the tool. And eventually the term character became known for the sum total of the person, the sum total of their disposition and their nature and who they were. And that is why when you and I are mentioned and your name comes up, the quality of your nature is mentioned by the stamp of character that's on you. And so when Paul uses the term that they're approved unto men, part of that meaning meant that they were stamped as a coin was stamped with the emperor's face on it. And the very character of that person was in that day a tool, but eventually, listen, became known as the person. And so for today, when we end up having our own life, we are stamped in our character by not a person's hand with a tool, but eventually of events and activities that God, through His hand, allows to stamp under our life. And that, many times, is very difficult and challenging and hard because we are being pressed into something that we want because we're a Christian, but it goes against our natural nature. God has been using these last number of months, particularly, to stamp His character, Christ-like character, onto you. Sometimes that's painful. Back in the Middle Ages, when this term was used, character, they used the same idea of character, that stamp of character, also onto people. They would stamp letters onto people, depending on who they were. If you were a murderer, they would stamp either on your cheek or on your arm a letter M. If you were a thief and got caught, they would stamp with a burning iron T on your cheek or on your arm. The Roman soldiers would be stamped with a number to be able to tell who they were, what company they were with. There were three primary creatures, I should say, that were stamped. Soldiers were one, criminals or animals. Which, by the way, why in Christendom it was never accepted, nowhere in the Jewish traditions, to stamp or tattoo or brand anything on your body. The only countries that did that were pagan countries. And they did that for a variety of reasons, including what I just mentioned to you. And so for a Jew to be stamped or tattooed on themselves was not a good thing. It was never for good purposes. And Paul was the only one that used that in a positive light when later in the very end of Galatians, he said, what? God's marked me on my body. He stamped me. He's tattooed me. With Paul using now those negative things of being a prisoner, being stamped, to saying those are marks of ownership by Christ. Christ has stamped my life. He said, listen, these are marks of ownership on me. So he took what was a negative and became a great positive for Christ. So he was using it, and like that, he was being stamped in his very character. And so in those days in which that letter of a murderer or a thief, that God's not going to end up taking a C and stamping on you, on your skin, a C for character. But he does that in your soul, your mind, your emotions, your will, that you are going to be stamped. And you know what? As it is with our body, many times it's with our soul and our spirit. It's hard, it's painful, it's difficult to do the things, pressing you, stamping you to do the things that your flesh, your own person, doesn't really want to do. How many of you love to get up early in the morning after having to be up late at night? How many of you just love to end up, you know, hitting the books for 4, 5, 6 hours and you're tired? How many of you just love to end up going to work and working hard and being obedient and doing the things you're supposed to do when you're tired? But in doing that, you can feel the very hand of God pressing you into His mold to shaping character. This is what these times do for you. He's making you approved in Christ, and He's making you approved unto men. Because the very word approved is the idea of being accepted or allowed. Because listen, here's what happened. Those coins that were stamped by these artisans would go into circulation, these coins. And they were being used in circulation, buying and selling in business. And they'd go down to the market and, hey, I'd like to buy that food, or I'd like to buy that woodwork. And so they would pass the coinage. And these shopkeepers would take this coin right here. And because it was not an exact science and machine, they'd take this coin and they'd take their knife, and the edges, some of them were unshapen, just like these little tin soldiers that would come out of the mold. And they'd take their knife and they would shave off the edges because they were uneven. And they'd shave this off and they'd collect this extra metal. And they'd get enough of it, and then they could end up taking that and using that, and it became valuable. Well, eventually, a period of time, they'd get these coins, and these shopkeepers would shave the edges off this to the point that pretty soon, this wasn't the same coin. It was a lot smaller. So Rome had to end up passing a law that this coin was approved versus disapproved, allowed versus not allowed. Because the coins that were approved didn't have the edges shaved. The coins that were disallowed, the edges were shaved. They couldn't use them. Couldn't be in circulation. And listen, this is why Paul, talking to the Romans, said, you're approved unto men. And later said, he's approved unto Christ. Listen, in other words, this person's character is stamped. And in other words, the edges aren't shaved off. He wasn't cutting corners. He was doing what he was asked to do. He wasn't cutting corners on this. And you know what that means? Hey, I'm tired, and I need to study, but I can borrow somebody else's notes. Hey, I can look on their paper. Hey, I can get by. It doesn't matter. Hey, I've just shaved the edge off. Hey, I'm supposed to be at work. And, you know, well, that's, you know, they won't do anything. They won't get mad. Hey, you know what? You just shaved the edge off. It's getting disallowed. See, now it's not about work. It's not about schoolwork. It's about, do you want to be approved? Or do you want God to take you out of circulation? This is what he's talking about. And he says, I'm approved to men. You know what Paul's saying? It's important in this relationship. You want people to know you of being approved of men. You're a full coin. It's stamped with the seal of Christ.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.